I've been asking people to tell me their stories, partially to show that storytelling exists outside of the children's section at the library. However, the occasional child story is a good one. Ananda sat down and told me one of her favorite childhood stories, A Tale of King Arthur and What Women Want.
So you know King Arthur, right, of Camelot? Well, he's fighting in a battle with his enemy on the battlefield, and this fabulous, like, really brave knight. And in a moment of a lack of attention, the sword gets knocked from Arthur's hand, and the guy has his sword at his throat. And Arthur says, "Look, you know, please spare my life, because as you know, I'm the king, and Camelot, the people are depending on me. It's more for their sake than mine. Please spare me." And so the knight says, "Okay, I'll spare you for a period of 1 year, but after that, you have to give me your word that you'll meet me on this spot with an answer to a question. And if you fail to answer the question correctly, you'll allow me to kill you." And so, you know, Arthur gives his word, and as he was a man who really, his word meant something, you know what I mean? So the knight accepts his word, and he says, "Okay, you have to meet me on this spot in 1 year with the answer to the question, what do women want?" And Arthur's like, "Okay." So he goes to Sir Gawain. You know Sir Gawain, from very valiant right-hand man of Arthur, and he tells Gawain, "Look, this is what I have to do." And Gawain's like, "Okay, we're going to scour the countryside and we'll fill this book with answers to the question, and I know that we'll find it, you know, if we ask enough people." So they spend the whole year and they're riding through the countryside and they're asking people the answer to the question, what do women want? And they're filling this giant book in there. But nothing feels like the right answer, you know what I mean? So then one day they're riding through this meadow and they pass this cottage, and this hideous old woman comes out and she goes, "Arthur! I know what it is you seek. I know the answer to the question, what do women want?" And he's like, "Really? Wow, okay, great, tell me." And then she goes, "Okay, but first you must agree to marry me." And he's like, "Wow, you know," but he has really no choice. So he's like, "Well, you know, what the heck, if the answer is right, I guess, you know, I'll have to marry her, but at least I'll be spared. If the answer is wrong, I'm going to die anyway. So, fine. I promise I'll marry you." So, she goes, the answer to the question, she says, is women want sovereignty over men. So, he's like, "All right." So, they write it down in the book, and it's just a week later, because it's been all year, he meets this guy on the battlefield, and you know, he goes, "Do you have the answer to the question?" And first, like, he tries some of the other answers from the book because he really doesn't want to marry this chick. And the guy's like, "No." And he draws his sword and he's about to kill him. And he's like, "All right, wait. Women want sovereignty over men." And the knight's like, "Oh, it's that damn Dame Ragnell." And he puts his sword away and he gets on the horse and he rides back. Now Arthur has lived, you know, but now there's a new problem in that he's engaged to marry this hideous old witch, you know, and he's like, "Oh gosh." So, but Gawain goes, "Sire, you know, you're too important. Let me go in your stead." And Arthur's like, "All right, you can, yeah, nice guy, right?" He's like, "Okay, you marry her." So, no, but seriously, for the good of the Camelot, you know, they decide that Gawain is gonna marry this woman. So he goes back and he says, "Madam, will you have me?" And she's like, "Yes," because he's a dashing knight. You know, "Sure, I'll take you." So he throws her on the back of his horse, like, just as though she were some damsel, and they ride into Camelot, and they have this great wedding feast, and she's, like, really hideous, and she's eating the stuff, and she's, like, getting the grease in her hair, and he's like, "Oh, God." After the banquet, they go upstairs together, and he's like, "Oh, gosh," you know, and she goes, "Pucker up." And so he closes his eyes, and, you know, he kisses her, and when he opens his eyes, she's transformed into a gorgeous maiden. And he's like, "What happened?" And so she tells him the story that she was under a spell and by this wicked queen. And you know that in those days they had a lot of details, but I won't tell you all the details of the spell. But now that the spell is only half broken, she'll only be beautiful 12 hours out of 24 hours of every day. And the other 12 hours, she's going to be hideous, the way she was before. And so she says, you can choose whether you want me to be beautiful during the day and then ugly at night, or ugly during the day and then beautiful at night. He says, Madam, you choose, and the spell is broken.